Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 9 through 13. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians, the third chapter. For what thanksgiving can we return to God for you, for all the joy that we feel for your sake before our God, as we pray most earnestly night and day, that we may see you face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith? Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, as we do for you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The joy that Paul and Silvanus and Timothy feel before God for the sake of the Thessalonians today in this reading is joy that those Thessalonians are persisting in faith and love. Paul in this letter apologizes that he cannot be with them. That's because Paul had fled Thessalonica as a result of intense persecution there. But his greatest fear is that in his absence they would be tempted by the tempter and led to give up the faith, especially in the face of such persecution. Timothy had been sent to see what had come of those Christians there in the wake of that. And he had returned to Paul with a good report. They were standing fast in the Lord. And that makes Paul joyful. Their faith comforts him in all of his afflictions. St. Peter writes about this kind of joy and encouragement from others too. Brothers, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. So it is. We hear the reports. We see the news clips. We overhear the mockery of those who despise the gospel that we preach and believe. And so we learn that our brotherhood throughout the world is suffering. Whether it is from false brothers or from total unbelievers, behind the persecution of the church stands the devil. Satan hindered us, Paul says in the previous chapter, very matter-of-factly. He hindered us from returning to you, Thessalonians. The target is laid on each of us at holy baptism. There, the sign of the cross is marked on forehead and on heart, where the blows are most fatal. And therefore, as Peter writes, we ought not be surprised. We ought not be surprised when the fiery trial comes upon us as if something strange were happening to us. Christ himself told us, he said on the night when he was betrayed, that a disciple will be like his teacher, that those who kill you and I will imagine that they are doing a service to God, and that he, like St. Paul just before in our text, Jesus told them beforehand that we would suffer affliction for his name. And when one Christian suffers, do not all of us feel the pain and suffer with our fellow members of this body of Christ? And along with that, we also watch them. And we wonder, will they give up? Will they fail in this test? Will they be lost? If they stumble, will they give up entirely or will they be restored? Will they capitulate to the demands of our enemies too soon? Will they choose the easier path? Will They seek to appease the world and earn its approval rather than resist the world in their faith, longing only for God's approval. So the psalmist Asaph wrote in Psalm 73, which is the inspiration for Peter's own epistle, that behold, if I would speak like any of those things, that is, if I would be envious of the wicked and capitulate to them rather than suffer at their hands seemingly needlessly, if I would do that, I would offend against the generation of the Lord's children. Your fathers and your mothers would weep to see it. Your fathers in the faith would weep. Your pastors, who like Paul, have nourished you and instructed you, they would be cut to the core. And those who look up to you, whoever that is, those who maybe are ready to give up themselves, but who have seen you keep going and are drawing strength and courage even now from your example, what a blow it would be to them if you gave up now. God, be merciful to each of us and strengthen our faith. But, Paul writes, just before this text, now we live, if only you are standing fast in the Lord. We are alive because of that and strengthened in life because of it. Paul's labor has not been in vain. His suffering had not been pointless or fruitless or cheaply sold. His courage does not fail. Your brother's courage does not fail. What thanksgiving could be returned to God for this? Well, indeed, because his mercy endures forever. Such is the fellowship that we Christians have. Those who are delivered from death by Christ Jesus, those who, though we are beaten down, are not crushed, though we are perplexed, are not destroyed, though like slaughtered sheep, yet we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And so it is such a great encouragement to see that others are not giving up. And to Christ be all thanks and praise for that. And so it is my prayer, especially through this gathering of you all here, that your hearts may be established, as Paul says, that your strength and resolve may be renewed, that your faith may be increased to resist all temptations, and that your love would be increased in abundance toward others, since those who have suffered and endured in Christ are always made to become excellent comforters and helpers to others in their sufferings also. He preserves his people through all peril, and as Thessalonians 4 says so profoundly, he brings them with him even through death into his eternal life. Therefore, dear saints, do not give up, but stand fast. Do it for your teachers and your mentors who love you, who brought you into this place, and for for those whose eyes look up to you. And if this were up to you only, well, then strength fails. But our God is a God who supplies. He gives both his spirit and he gives through the fellowship in his church what is lacking in faith, increasing what may be lacking also in your love for one another and for all. And finally then, your God and Father, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, will establish hearts blameless in holiness. He will do this fully at the coming of Christ with all his saints. And that is where he is directing and guiding all of us, encouraging us in this fellowship all along the way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.